this day is a shopper's dream.
It's just the deals, the sales, and everything that you could get for a lesser price.
But it's a nightmare for others.
I think it's crazy. I've done all of my shopping throughout the week so that I don't have to go out on Friday.
It's called Black Friday, the start of the traditional Christmas shopping season in the United States. Every year, it's the day after the Thanksgiving holiday. Stores open before sunrise, and there are deep discounts everywhere you look. While the lead-up to Christmas is known as the season of giving, Black Friday can get ugly. Last year, a mob of bargain hunters trampled and killed a Walmart worker in a New York suburb. This year, many stores are increasing security while they slash prices.
This is a huge time for the retail stores. This is where they begin to start making their profits for the year.
Economics professor Fred Utz says how Americans spend the weekend after Thanksgiving is a good indication of how consumers feel about the future. With the unemployment rate above 10%, Utz says Americans are saving more and spending less.
Credit is still constrained, whether through credit cards or through borrowing from banks.
Some retailers are luring consumers by opening on Thanksgiving Day, when shops are traditionally closed. Other stores open their doors anywhere from midnight to 4 in the morning. And shoppers will be lining up in front of the doors before that to be one of the first ones to walk through and get a big discount. Electronics like flat-screen TVs are usually the first items to go. Sandy Thomas says it's an annual family tradition and well worth it.
I just save maybe half of what I would have spent on a regular, you know, shopping trip.
Economists say U.S. consumers will spend money this Black Friday, but they will spend it more carefully. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News.